Children may now go out for your children message. 小孩子，你们可以去你们儿童的信息。我原以为前个礼拜会是光耀传道退休以前最后一个信息，想不到还有多一个儿童的信息。今天我们会来看彼得后书第三章第一到第二节。
We're reading from Second Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 2.
彼得后书三章第一到第二节，我会以华语来念。Those that read in English can see the PowerPoint.彼得后书第三章第一到第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。不知不觉，我们全教会不管是通过讲台还是小组，我们已经分享了彼得书信这几个月的时间。
For the past months, the whole church, through pulpit and through the cell group Bible study, we have studied and we shared Peter's letters.
不知道大家这几个月听了彼得的话语，有什么感触
？I wonder how you all feel about this series.
所以我们教牧们也通过区会小组收集了一些感想。
The pastoral team has collected feedback from the cell group and from each of you.
有一两个就很认真的整理了所有的讲道的精髓呢，回应给我们。
A couple of people have very conscientiously organized and all the sermon highlights and given it back to us.
这给我们莫大的激励和安慰。
This gives us a lot of encouragement, a lot of comfort.
也有些呢非常感激我们教牧团这次不管是讲台的信息，还有小组的分享呢，这两者我们有这个很精心的搭配和安排。
Some people are grateful that the pastoral team has arranged for the pulpit ministry to link up with the cell group Bible study.
这样的善工呢，我们明年也会继续的来做。
This is pretty good work, and we will continue to do so next year.
当然，也有些就反映给我们说，他也不觉得这一次的讲道系列有什么特别。
Of course, there are also others who say that you know feedback that they may not feel anything special about this series.
或者会觉得很没有办法很实际的应用。
Well, they found the material hard to apply.
对于这些评语，我们也很坦然地接受大家的意见。
We are happy to and open to accept all this feedback from you.
教牧们也有跟我反映说，我们这样子的讲道的呈现方式。
Our pastoral team has also feedback to me the presentation style of the sermon series.
有不少会友呢，也许听这样子听的话呢，只能够吸收18%。
And say that members, if they listen this way, they can only take in 10%.
或者如果有到我们的音响室那里领取我们免费的 CD 的，或者是上网去重听的呢，可能就再能再吸收多18%。
And perhaps receive another additional 10% after listening to the CDs or reading it up online.
或者是过后听了过后呢，又有反复思想的，又再多18%。
And then another additional 10% for those who took time to meditate upon it.
或者就到小组里面彼此讨论的呢，又再增加多18%的领悟力。
And then another 10% for those who go to cell group and participate in discussion.
有些呢亲自就找教牧来温习督导的呢，也许就真能够领悟了讲道的50%吧。
And then another 10% for those who come personally to the pastor and do some revision or personal supervision.
当然不是要求每个人都这样子的花出这些时间来听道。
Of course, I don't require everyone to put in all this kind of effort to in listening to the pulpit ministry.
不过真道的教育呢？是教会至关紧要的事。
But I emphasize that the teaching of the truth is a priority of the church.
我们教牧们呢，当然会继续的努力。
So the pastoral team will continue to work hard.
至少希望大家在听到的时候呢，听的时候也不是只有吸收18%。
And we wish that for you who come and listen to the sermon, you will not take in only 10%.
希望会友们呢，也能够与我们同工。
And we hope that you will join us in this good work.
不管是在崇拜听到，还是在参加小组里面的讨论的时候。
So whether you're coming here to listen to the sermon on Sunday service or you're attending a cell group participation,
都能够预备心来领受。
That you could prepare your hearts to receive.
也以决心来改变自己的生命。
And you're resolute to change your life.
那趁着今天是家庭日
，Since today is family day，
我想分享一下我个人本身对于这个整个讲道系列的一些感受。
Let me share with you how I personally feel about this sermon series.
我从整个彼得书信里面呢，深深的体会到他对教会的那种心意和情怀。
From the entire Peter's letters, I sense deeply his desire and his love for the church.
彼得说这两封就是写来提醒你们的。
Peter says these two letters are written to remind you.
希望真的你能够激发你们那诚实的心。
In order to stir in you that sincere heart in you.
叫你们纪念众先知预先所说的话，还有你们主耶稣救主的命令。
That you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and by the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles.
其实就是你们所知道的这一切呢，都是使徒们已经传给你们的。
In other words, what you already know has already been passed on by the apostles to you.
所以在这里我们看到这个牧养的工作，
so it appears that this shepherding role
莫过于就是要提醒了又再提醒。
It's none other than to remind and to remind and to remind.
提醒了再提醒。
Again and again.
那我今天要再次的来分享什么是教会。
So today let me share again with you what is the church.
我们为什么会存在？
Why do we exist?
我们又是为了什么而存在？
For what do we exist?
那我们又该应当如何来活？
And therefore, how should we live?
现今社会有些人把宗教呢，往往就贬得一文不值。
Yes, in today's world, some people have denigrated the church to be of very little value.
不错，从古至今呢，的确有许多恶人是以宗教的名义狐假虎威的来行恶，是有的。
Yes, indeed, we can't deny it that from ancient times to today, many evil people have arrogantly committed evil acts in the name of religion.
可是对彼得而言呢，我们的信仰并不是以宗教来定义的。
But to Peter, our Christian faith is not defined as religion.
我们的信仰的基础呢，是由于天父呼召我们成为他的人。
The foundation of the Christian faith is based on God's call, and it's about God's call for us to become His people.
所以这里不是一些道德哲学理念的一些东西。
So it's not about ethics, it's not about philosophy.
这些不是一些教条操守修炼的东西。
It's not about keeping religious codes or developing yourself morally.
这里是一个关系、情理、一起生活的一些东西。
It concerns relationships and it concerns living together.
所以彼得就这么说了。
Therefore, Peter says this.
彼得说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属于神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入进入奇妙光明者的美德。”
For you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him.Who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light?
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未蒙连续，却现在却蒙了连续。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you had received mercy.
在这里，彼得虽然给了教会许许多多的定义。
Although here Peter gave the church many definitions,
可是我觉得最关键的形容词呢是属神这两个词。
But I feel the critical key terms to describe it is a people belonging to God.
因为我们缺少了这个形容词呢，我们就很容易趋向一个以自我为中心的一个宗教思想。
Because without this sense of belonging or being possessed by God, it's easy for us to steer into or steer towards a very self-centered religion and religious thinking.
但教会虽然是以人为本，却不是以自我为本。
Although the church's main concern is people, and we are people-oriented, but the church is not self-oriented.
我们不是以自我为本，因为我们是属神的人。
We are not self-oriented because we are people belonging to God.
这也许跟许多人的这个了解跟观念里面可能是完全相反的。
This may be very different from what you think about church today.
可能我们会觉得是我选择了这个信仰。
Perhaps you say, hey, it's me, I choose this religion.
是我选择了在这个教会。
It's me who chose to come to this church.
所以呢，这个神应该是属于我的。
So this God should belong to me.
当我们以为我们的这个选择才是关键的时候呢？
When we think that it's our choice alone that's critical.
难怪在往后信仰过后呢，我们对于这个信仰也好，对于教会也好呢，我们都会挑三拣四。
Then it's a little wonder that in the days after Mass, we will be so critical towards this Christian faith and towards this church.
因为我们的重点呢，就会放在我们从这里能够得到什么。
Because we have placed our concern upon like what we can get out of this.
我们明明选择了吗？
You say, hey, I chose this.
为什么现在这个神、这个信仰、这个教会会祸不对半呢？
Why is it now that this God, this Christian faith, this church, it doesn't match up to my expectation?
弟兄姐妹。究竟是神属于我们，还是是我们属于神呢？
So brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves: Is God our possession, or do we belong to God?
彼得说：“我们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。”
Peter says, "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God."
从前我们不得连续，现在却蒙连续了。
Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
原来成为神的子民跟蒙连续是连在一起的。
So to become a people of God and receiving mercy is one and the same.
圣洁，对不起。所以呢，这个关系和身份呢，其实是神的恩典。
And so this unique relationship and this identity is out of God's grace.
它不是因为人的选择。
It's not by human choice.
当然，这个恩典是需要人来领受的。
Of course, grace needs to be accepted by man.
可是领受恩典的这种回应，跟高估自己的选择权的那种回应呢，这两种回应的姿态是完全不同的。
But this posture, this response to grace, is very different from the response that's derived from a very overly elated sense of self-choice and self-entitlement.
如果你认清这个关系和身份，其实是恩典。
When you realize that your identity and your relationship resulted from grace,
原来是恩典
because of grace,
那你就不，就是就不，那就不是在以那个那种吊起来卖的那种选择权呢作为决定，而你的回应呢才会变成是一个真实的感恩的生命。
Out of grace and not a result of your choice or because you think so highly of yourself, then your response will truly be a life of gratitude.
感恩的生命要从感恩的心开始。
A life of gratitude stems from a grateful heart.
每一次的崇拜就再次的提醒我们这点。
And so every time we come to the worship service, it reminds us of this starting point.
我们每一次的崇拜的开始都提醒我们这个恩典。
At the start of each worship service, we are reminded of this grace.
所以弟兄姐妹来崇拜的时候，千万不可迟到。
So when you come for the worship service, you can't be late.
提醒我们说，我们应当知道，我们是得赎，脱去我们祖宗传流那虚妄的行为，并不是凭着任何可坏的精金，而是凭着耶稣基督的宝血。
Reminding us that we are redeemed with not with perishable things like silver or gold from our futile ways of life inherited from our forefathers, but with the precious blood of the Lamb.
我们能够有这个恩典，是因为那个无瑕无疵。无这个玷污的羔羊的血。
The fact that we can have this grace is because of this precious blood from the Lamb, with unblemished, spotless, the blood of Christ.
而因为这个宝贵的代价，我们才能够成为属神的人。
And it is this precious price that resulted in us becoming a people of God.
再一次说，这样的关系，这样的情谊，不是用你的选择权换来的。
So let me repeat, this relationship, this love, is not through your self-choice.
而是用神用宝贵的爱子的血赎回来的。
But redeemed by the precious blood of the Son of God.
也许你会问说，那赎了又怎么样呢？
Perhaps you may ask, so what after this redemption?
赎神又怎么样呢？
So what after we belong to God?
弟兄姐妹，当我们有这个身份的转变，当我们建立了这样的一个关系，我们整个人就不再一样了。
Well, when your identity is altered, then your relationship is rebuilt, and you become a different person, living a totally different life.
这样的一种观念在古时候，不管是犹太人的文化里面，或者是罗马、希腊文化里面，都用一个家来描绘这样的一种关系。
In the ancient times, whether it's the Judea or the Roman-Greco culture, they use this.Family or home to describe this changed relationship.
属于一个家 就完全不一样了。
It is different when you belong to a family.
本来我们是无家可归的。
Before this, we have no home to go to.
如今却是家有家规。
But now there are house rules.
我再说一次，本来我们是无家可归的。
Before this, we have no home to go to.
但如今我们却是家有家规的。
But now there are house rules to keep.
我们现在不是野孩子，或者查牧师刚才说的逆子、浪子，不是了。
We are no longer illegitimate or wandering children.
你的生命从此要流入这个家尊贵的本质。
From now on, your life must reveal this essence that befits the honorable quality of this family.
你必须反映出这个家的样出来。
You got to reflect the essence of this family.
彼得说：“我们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。”
Peter says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance."
因为那召我们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
The one who called you is holy; therefore, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
For it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为判审判人为主的父，就应当存敬畏的心度过你们在世上居住的日子。
If you address as father, the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, then conduct yourself in fear during the time of your stay on earth.
属于神的家，这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to belong to God's family?
从彼得书信里面，今天我要发掘三个这个家人的用语。
From Peter's letter, I want to raise these three key terms pertaining to family.
这三个都是用来描绘什么是家，神的家的这样的一个定义。
These three terms describe the definition of God's home.
而第一个这个用语呢，就是顺命的儿女。
The first one, obedient children.
原来一个家就有一个家的主人翁。
We realize that a family has a head character or a lead character.
而这个家的家长呢，就是天父。
And in this heavenly home, then the parent is the heavenly father.
什么样的家长就设定什么样的儿女。
A parent will determine the kind of children they bring up.
我们既成为了天父的儿女，就从此因为这个身份呢，就要效法天父，不再一样。
And since we are the children of God, then because of this identity, our life must model that of holy God, the holy Father.
有两个问题可能会问的是，所谓的不一样是指什么呢？
Two questions are helpful for us. First, we might ask, what does no longer the same mean?
我们的生活为什么要不一样呢？
We might ask, why must my life change?
这里的不一样指的是因为我们现在效忠的不一样。
This sense of no longer the same implies that our allegiance is now different.
因为我们从前是照着个人的私欲。
Before that, we follow our own desires.
所以你决定的和你接下来种种的行为呢，也是从这个私欲作为主宰。
So all our decisions and our subsequent behavior are controlled by these desires.
但彼得说，那是你以前无知的时候。
Peter says that took place when you were still ignorant.
所谓的无知呢，是指的是你因为你那从前没有因着从耶稣那里了解上帝，所以你对上帝的理解呢是曲解的。
Ignorant implying that before then you did not know God through the revelation of Jesus, and because at that time your understanding of God is not complete.
无知并不表示说你是缺乏知识也好，或者是缺乏资讯也好，这里指的呢是你他那时候还没有真正能够领会神到底是谁，他的属性和用意是什么。
Ignorant here does not imply lacking in knowledge or information, but it implies that you are not able to truly comprehend or appreciate God's character and God's will.
但什么是福音呢？
Then we ask, what then is the gospel?
福音就是救赎和启示呢，现在在耶稣基督里完全的得到成就了。
The good news is that redemption and
revelation
has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
所以能够认识了，我们现在能够认识这个又真又圣洁的上帝。
So now we are able to know this true and holy God.
我们也就有这个自由，现在来追求这个又真又圣洁的这种生命。
And with that, we have the true freedom to pursue all that is true and all that's holy.
所谓顺命的儿女呢，就是真的是照着天父的这个样式活出来。
To be obedient children is to live out your new life in God.
所以圣洁就是这样子的。
So that's what holiness mean.
把自己从人群中呢，分别出来。
To be set apart from the crowd or the people.
为上帝所用。
For the use of God.
我们既是一群蒙救赎的子民。
And since we are a people redeemed.
我们就不要再单独的按着自己的私欲来活。
Let us not live according to our personal desires anymore.
而我们是以一个群体的方式，这样子的，按着神的这个意思来活。
But we live as an entire community, according to God's will.
这就是圣洁的意思，圣洁群体的意思。
And this is what it means to be a holy community.
我们的救赎是从这个被束缚，从自己的私欲里面束缚释放出来，进入这个神的这个父子的关系。
We are redeemed from this enslavement of our desires into this relationship with the Father and the Son.
我们现在是属于天父的父神的。
We now belong to the Father God.
这里经文里面强调我们这个在这个属神里面的这个属神是一个属神的家庭。
And it says the passage emphasizes that the family is a family that belongs to God.
既然是有这个父亲的这个这个职位呢，他当然是负责要来保护并且管教这个家。
And since there's this character, the father, then his responsibility is both to protect and to discipline.
父亲有这个权利来给予认可，和有给予供给，当然要付出这个关爱。
The father also has this authority to affirm, to care, and to provide.
所以在这个里面呢，当他牺牲自己的爱子的时候呢，我们知道他已经做出了这一切，叫没有什么是能够拆散我们和跟天父的关系，甚至连死亡也不能够。
And so we are reminded again when he gave his only son to us, that the result is that nothing can separate us from him, not even death.
可是现在由于我们是属于天父了，也就表示他的这个意念和他的这个审判。也会直接的影响我们。
But precisely because we now belong to God, then God's will and God's judgment will directly influence us.
作为顺命的儿女，我们的这个阿爸天父，并不意味着他是一个好像一个甜心老爸这样子，我们可以利用他。
Our Father God is not to be regarded as a sugar daddy whom we can manipulate.
或者是说，我们犯罪以后啊，你看后面呢、啊，我们还有一个很坚强的后盾，不是的。
Or a shield behind us, for us to hide behind when we commit wrong.
这里呢，其实是彼得是告诉我们，正因为我们所认的这个父亲呢，是一个公正的审判官。
The truth is actually contrary to this, because Peter points out that just precisely because the father is a just judge.
而我们作为顺命的儿女，当然就应该以我们的自由来行神看为正的事情。
Then as obedient children, you must exercise your freedom to do what is right in God's eyes.
在这里呢，称这个阿爸父，也意味着我们都是他的孩子，我们都是。
And to say that God is our father means that all of us here are his children.
而我们现在呢，都属于同一个家了。
And that all of us now belong to the same family.
我们要以这个崭新的生命呢，活在这个大家庭里面。
And therefore we must live anew in this big family.
我们要彼此鼓励，彼此提醒，彼此扶持。
We must encourage each other. We must mutually remind each other and support each other.
我们都要来为主来做见证。
And witness for Christ.
这个，因为这些都是用基督的血呢换回来，叫我们能够得自由。
Because all this freedom is redeemed through the precious blood of Christ.
也是以同样的宝血使我们能够合而为一。
And it is this same sacrificial blood that unites us.
所以这个是教会必须履行的一个呼召。
This is a call that the church must upkeep.
我们要共同的来承担这样的一个责任，的确也是不容易的事情。
We must bear this together, and even though it is not easy to bear together.
不过这个责任也可以是很轻松的，因为我们是怎么样？我们一起大家一起来努力。
Yet this responsibility or this burden can be lightened. Why? Because it's a load that we share together.
所以对于天父而言呢，当然我们是顺命的儿女。
And so to God, we are obedient children.
不过对于彼此呢，我们现在就成为了亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But now to each other, we become dear brothers and sisters.
这也就是彼得书信中第二个家人的用语。
And this is the second catchword concerning family in Peter's letters.
弟兄姐妹的字眼呢，在这个彼得的书信里面呢，出现了两次。
This word brotherhood or brethren appears four times in the second letter of Peter.
就是彼得 both letters。
Oh, both letters.
不过这两次的出现呢，我觉得都很有意思。
And I find these two appearances very significant.
我们看多一个啊。第一句呢，出现在第二章十七节，他这里说：“勿要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。”
First one appears here says, "Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king."
啊，这个 brotherhood 的翻译很好。Okay.
Brotherhood.
第二个是第五章第九节，这里说：“你们要用坚固的信心抵挡魔鬼，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经过这样的苦难。”
Second one says, "Resist him, be firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren, who are in the world."
这第一句里面呢，就提醒我们，我们不单是彼此之间没有仇恨，我们甚至要或者是只求这个彼此的这个容忍而已，不是的。
The first sentence reminds us that it's not enough for us to just merely say that we do not hate each other or we just tolerate each other.
彼得在这里要的是一种真心，一种真诚的亲爱，彼此相爱。
What Peter requires of us is this sincere and this pure love for one another.
而这必须是从心里面发出来。
It must be something that comes from the heart.
彼得还做一个对比，告诉我们，我们现在是要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、假善、妒忌，还有一切毁谤的话。
And Peter says, because of this, you must not put aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander.
所以，换句话说，我们作为弟兄姐妹的那种亲爱是不可以虚假的。
In other words, this pure and sincere love, it does not allow any falsehood.
我们不可以尝试只是和和气气罢了。
It's not enough for us to just say, okay, we just keep peace with one another.
我们不可以只是说好，我们以和为贵，避免冲突就好了。
Okay, for the sake of unity and keeping peace, let's just avoid the conflicts.
我们不可以在这边只是做一个样子，然后另外一边又是另外一个嘴脸。
It's not possible for us to appear like this on one hand, and then, you know, when we are in secret, we have another show in another face.
对于彼得而言，这样子的亲爱是一种真心，而且也是一种爱。
For Peter, this love must be true, and it must come from the heart.
我们看到在这里，彼得把这个亲爱的我们要亲爱，教会中的弟兄姐妹，跟敬畏神呢，放在同一个平台来谈这样的事情。
And Peter puts these both key terms, dear brother, as well as this honor God, on the same platform for us to describe as believers.
然而，第二句却让我们领悟到为什么要有这样的一个道理。
And the second sentence help us to discern the truth more deeply.
因为在这里呢，他说我们为什么是众弟兄？
It tells us what it means to be fellow brothers and sisters.
因为我们其实是在同一条船上。
It means that we are all in the same boat.
我们既然有这个同样对于神的理念，
And because we have the same conviction about God,
那我们就会面临同样的考验。
Therefore, we will all face the same kind of test.
既是如此，那我们为什么不要怀着那种有难同当的那种爱，我们来共度生命中的种种考验和患难呢？
Then if that been the case, why not? And why should we not just go through all this suffering together, with the brotherly love that shares each other's burdens?
我真的是深深的领悟到这点。
I'm able to appreciate very deeply this point.
我们如果我们每一个真的是了解。我们是如何的真的需要彼此来面对这个世界。
If only we realize how much we depend, how much we need each other to face the world,
我们才能够愿意卸下这个心防来彼此包容和彼此爱护。
Then we will really be willing to let down our guard and to love and to forgive each other.
在这里我有一位长老昨天给了我一个很重要的提醒。
Yesterday, an elder gave me a very important reminder.
他说：“我们的教会是不是忘了我们是要向外，要面对这个世界的
？”He pointed out, you know, did the church forget that we should be outward looking and we should be oriented towards the world?
我们是不是真的没有提醒大家我们要做这样的事情？我们没有做这样的事情，我们忽略了我们是多么的需要彼此，而我们真的是要真的这样子来对待彼此。
Have we forgotten to do these things, and therefore have we neglected reminding each other about this?
我们要做顺命的儿女，我们要做亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Yes, we need to be obedient children, and we need to be dear brothers and sisters.
彼得在这里用了第三个家的用语的词。
And here Peter used a third term concerning the family.
这第三个呢，就是被爱的你们。
And this one says you, the beloved.
被爱的你们意味着我们作为弟兄姐妹，我们的彼此相爱呢，其实是建立在神对于爱子的爱。
You, the beloved, means that our mutual love for each other stems from the love of God to His Son, the beloved Son.
彼得说他。说到耶稣说他从父神那里得尊贵荣耀的时候，是从极大的荣光中有声音出来，对耶稣说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And concerning Jesus, Peter says this: He received honor and glory from God the Father. Such an utterance was made about him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
彼得见证说，我们从他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这个声音从天上出来。
And Peter testified to this that we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
彼得在这里需要做见证，提醒他的教会说，耶稣是被爱的。
Peter needs to be a witness to this that Jesus is the beloved Son of God.
耶稣也是被肯定的。
Jesus is being loved and being affirmed by God.
所以我们借着主耶稣基督，我们同样也被爱，也被肯定。
And so through Jesus, we too are loved and affirmed by God.
这个被爱的你们呢，在彼得后书第三章本身就出现了四次。
So this you, the beloved, it appears four times in chapter three.
和本的这个翻译，和本是什么翻译？他是说，亲爱的弟兄，我觉得这个翻译有点解读过头了。
Chinese translation may have missed the original emphasis of this being loved.
其实原本呢，它是 beloved 啊，就是被爱的这个原来的意思。
The beloved, being loved.
我们看一下这四节的这个被爱的你们。
Let's look at these four references to us as the beloved.
他先说被爱的你们啊，我现在写给你们的这个是第二封，这两封都是什么？提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。
So it says that, no, it's not here. The beloved, yes, this is now, my beloved, the second letter that I'm writing to you, which I am to do, to stir up your sincere mind by way of reminder.
第八节那里呢，他又说，被爱的你们啊，有一件事情你们不可以忘记。
And then verse 8 says, do not let this fact escape your notice, my beloved.
第十四节那里又说，被爱的你们，你们既盼望这事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无何指摘，安然见主。
And then verse 14 says, You, the beloved, since you look at these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, be spotless and blameless.
十七节又说，被爱的你们啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防范等等等。
And 17 says, Therefore you, the beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, and so on.
在这四句话里面，大家有看出什么共通点吗？
Can you see any similarities in these four verses?
我觉得在这四句里面，它都印证了彼得在那边提醒这些被爱的人，我们跟天父的关系。
These four verses confirms and remind us of our beloved relationship between us and God.
我们是有一些事我们要记得，我们要盼望，我们要预先知道，我们要懂得，千万不可以忘记的一些事。
Yes, there are many things that we should know and we should remember.
而这个事呢，其实就是我们跟天父之间的关系的事。
And these things pertain to the relationship, our relationship with God.
而当我们记住、怀念、盼望这些事的时候呢，这样的信心和信念就会成为我们面对生命、面对未来的一种力量。
And when we remember these things, then our faith and our conviction becomes a strength for us to face life and face future together.
千万不要忘记，我们是被爱的人。
So please do not forget that we are loved by God.
当然，我们对于信仰，我们可能还有许多还不懂的地方。
Of course, there may still be many things about the Christian faith that we do not understand.
可是对于彼得而言，有一个永远不可以动摇的事实。
But for Peter, one thing remains.
就是神对我们的爱。
One thing remains unchanged, and that is the love of God for us.
我们是属于神的家。
We belong to God's family.
我们是被爱的人。
We are the beloved.
彼得后书开始写的，第一章里面呢，有一句话是相当难懂的。
At the start of the second letter, Peter begins with a sentence that's hard to understand.
他说，我做 耶稣基督的仆人使徒西门彼得写信给那些因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义的时候，他说什么？与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
He says, I write to you a letter, and you are those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours.
所以很有趣，他说，你可能我们读的时候，我们就会搞不懂，会质疑说，诶，我们对于耶稣的认识，对于神的信心，这样的一个信心跟认识，怎么可以跟使徒们的一样宝贵、一样相比呢？怎么可能呢？
When we read, then perhaps we may question, "Wow, how can myself compare with the apostles in terms of knowing Jesus and in terms of our faith in God?"
彼得是凭什么能够确认说读者或者是现今我们这些信徒，我们的信心怎么能够像使徒们的信心一样宝贵呢？
How can Peter be so sure that the readers, that is you and me today, that our faith is as precious as the apostles' faith?
我的了解是，
My understanding is this.
如果我们的信心呢，在这里所形容的是那种信任并肯定神对我们的爱的那种信心。
If our faith, as described here, is about believing and being very sure of God's love to us,
那这样子的一种信心呢，就跟使徒们的是一样宝贵的。我们确认神对我们的爱。
Then that kind of faith is as precious as that of the apostles, that we are acknowledging God's love to us.
今天我们禧年堂，我们是一家人的聚集。
Today we gather here as a big family of Jubilee.
所以我也没有什么新鲜和标新立异的讯息。
I do not need any kind of radical or new message for you.
因为在一个家的时候
，because as a family together，
或者是你们每次家庭聚集的时候，都会体会这样的事情。
And I'm sure you experience that in your family gatherings.
就是一家人呢，总是就是提醒再提醒。
It's always here to remember and to remind.
有定时吃饭吗？
Did you remember to eat on time?
有每天有祷告吗？
Do you pray every day?
我在这个牧羊教会里面这十二年里面呢，
I've been a pastor and shepherd of this church for 12 years.
就容许我再唠叨多几句。
Allow me to nag a little bit more.
当我们能够真的这样子的重新的再次确认我们的身份，
When we can be firm and we know we're for sure our true identity.
那我们活着就真的可以不再一样。
We will definitely be able to live very differently.
我们是顺命的儿女。
We are the obedient children.
彼此相亲相爱的弟兄姐妹。
We are dear brothers and sisters.
而我们是被神、被彼此所爱的人。
And we are the beloved people of God.
就让我们带着这样的一种认知和自我的认定，我们在这个家里面呢，永远能够充满神的爱。
Let us live with this awareness and this affirmation, and may this family of God be forever filled with God's love.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你赎我们，你挽回我们，叫我们能够成为你的一家人。再次的叫我们在这个家里面提醒了再提醒，叫我们活着这不再一样的生命。祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。